cracking, corroding, and flat out coming undone.
A huge chunk of concrete from the 495 overpass fell right onto a woman's cart.
A bridge crumbling to pieces in early 2015.
I'm standing on Suitland Road underneath the Beltway, and you look up and you can see where crews sprayed an epoxy and then added planking underneath these bridges. Quick fixes, but far from the needed replacement.
When something does become considered structurally deficient, we do start a design process rather quickly.
Charlie Gishler with the Maryland State Highway Administration says deficient doesn't mean dangerous despite dilapidation.
The lion's share of structurally deficient bridges are simply the road surface that goes on top, the bridge deck.
In 2015, the Federal Highway Administration logged 306 deficient bridges in Maryland and over 1,000 in Virginia. In the district, 10. One getting a lot of press.
The Arlington Memorial Bridge. And this morning, local leaders will take a look at the crumbling structure.
What it needs is a major rehabilitation, not quick fixes.
Harry Amidala, a bridge engineer, grades D.C.'s bridges for the American Society of Civil Engineers.
Over the years, deferred maintenance has definitely taken its toll on the structure.
When funding is tight, deferred maintenance usually follows. Seeking more federal grant money, the National Park Service needs to come up with $250 million just for this bridge alone.
We've requested another $60 million grant.
Jenny Anzel Mosaros with the Park Service on a budget stretched thin.
Every year the National Park Service spends several $100,000 in the Washington metro area simply on patching potholes.
Tires pounding on a pothole. They count down to the invariable result of wear, tear, and disrepair on the roads around our, at times, crumbling capital. Dave Dildine, WTOP News.